Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Man's Guide on How to Save Your Marriage, Without Having to Talk About It by Doug Holt, is a relationship and self-improvement guide written primarily for married men. Especially business owners and executives who feel competent at work but stuck at home, the book's core promise is a practical, action-oriented system for improving a marriage without getting trapped in repetitive arguments, overly intellectual talk, or therapy-style loops that go nowhere. Holt frames marital recovery as a leadership problem. Many men know how to take responsibility, set direction, and create results professionally, yet fail to bring the same clarity and ownership into their intimate relationship. Across the book, he focuses on rebuilding respect, attraction, and connection by changing behavior patterns, addressing resentment and drift, and replacing passive or appeasing habits with grounded, consistent action. The tone is direct and geared toward implementation, aiming to help men reset damaging dynamics and create a more playful, connected partnership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leading at home the way you lead at work. At work, they make decisions, set standards, and follow through, but at home, they may become reactive, avoidant, or overly accommodating. The book encourages men to view the marriage as something they can influence through ownership, rather than negotiation tactics or constant emotional processing. That does not mean controlling a spouse, but it does mean getting clear on what kind of husband and partner they intend to be, and aligning daily behavior with that identity. Holt emphasizes consistency, boundaries, and values-driven action, instead of trying to win arguments or chase approval. This orientation also reframes conflict problems, are signals of misalignment and unmet needs, not courtroom debates to be litigated, in practice. The reader is pushed to stop outsourcing responsibility to circumstances, stress, or a partner's moods, and to start taking the first step in changing the relational climate through dependable actions that rebuild trust and respect over time. Secondly, resetting the past and breaking the stuck loop, the book repeatedly returns to the idea that many marriages get trapped in a loop where old disappointments, resentments, and unresolved hurts keep replaying. Couples may talk about issues for years without shifting the day-to-day dynamic, which can create exhaustion and cynicism. Holt proposes a reset mindset. Instead of endlessly rehashing history, focus on what can be done now to interrupt the pattern and create new evidence of safety, strength, and care. This is positioned as especially important for men who feel blamed, dismissed, or chronically behind in their partner's eyes. The book encourages readers to stop trying to argue their way out of the past and to start demonstrating change through consistent behavior. While communication is not dismissed entirely, the emphasis is on reducing unproductive processing and increasing tangible actions that change the emotional atmosphere. The objective is to replace the familiar cycle of tension and withdraw with a forward-moving rhythm where the relationship can regain warmth, fun, and mutual goodwill. Thirdly, the five agonies of no man's land, naming the middle misery. Holt uses the phrase five agonies of no man's land to describe the experience of men who are not fully divorced but feel emotionally cut off, unsure of where they stand, and unable to regain traction. This framing matters because it validates a common but under-discussed state, a marriage that is technically intact yet functionally disconnected. The concept helps readers label what is happening internally, such as walking on eggshells, feeling unwanted, sensing a loss of respect, and living with chronic uncertainty about the future of the relationship. By naming the experience, the book aims to reduce helplessness and replace it with a plan. The focus is less on diagnosing a spouse and more on giving the husband a way to regain agency. The practical takeaway is that drifting in ambiguity is costly. It encourages avoidance, numbing, and passive resentment. Holt urges men to move from waiting and guessing to choosing intentional actions that rebuild confidence and connection, while also establishing personal standards that prevent further erosion of self-respect. Fourthly, nice guy and doormat patterns rebuilding respect and polarity. Another key topic is the critique of nice guy and doormat tendencies. Holt argues that some men try to save a marriage by over-accommodating, apologizing excessively, or suppressing their own preferences in the hope that harmony will return. The book presents this as a strategy that often backfires, because it can undermine respect and attraction and can breed covert resentment. Instead, the reader is encouraged to develop a stronger backbone, communicate through actions, keep commitments, and hold boundaries without turning into a debater or escalating into conflict. This is positioned as a return to grounded masculinity rather than performative toughness. The underlying claim is that a healthy relationship needs both kindness and strength, and that self-abandonment is not the same as love. The book also links these patterns to the pressures high-achieving men face, where exhaustion and guilt can lead to checking out at home and then compensating with people-pleasing. the remedy is to become reliable and present while still being self-respecting and decisive. Lastly, intimacy and sexless marriage, addressing the root, not the symptom. The book addresses intimacy problems, including the painful dynamic of a sexless or low intimacy marriage. Rather than treating sex as an isolated negotiation, Holt frames physical closeness as downstream from relational conditions like respect, emotional safety, attraction, and everyday connection. For men who feel rejected or invisible, the temptation is to push for more discussion about sex or to withdraw entirely. Holt's approach, as described in public materials, emphasizes fixing root causes through improved leadership, stronger self-respect, and better day-to-day behavior that restores positive momentum. This includes reducing the patterns that erode attraction, such as chronic neediness, appeasement, or tension-filled interactions. The goal is not manipulation, but rebuilding a dynamic where intimacy can re-emerge naturally. The book also speaks to the shame and frustration men often carry when intimacy disappears, and it positions productive action as a healthier response than silent resentment or constant pressure. Overall, intimacy is treated as a barometer of the relationship, and the proposed solution is holistic change rather than a single conversation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for married men who feel they have tried talking, explaining, or negotiating, yet their relationship remains tense, disconnected, or low in affection and intimacy. It will especially resonate with business owners and executives who are accustomed to solving problems through ownership and execution, and who want a marriage strategy that feels practical rather than purely therapeutic. The main benefit is behavioral clarity. It pushes the reader to stop waiting for the perfect conversation and instead build momentum through consistent actions that restore self-respect, reduce neediness, and improve the relational environment. Readers can also gain a useful vocabulary for their experience, including the notion of being stuck in no man's land and the trap of nice guy or doormat behavior, which can help them see patterns rather than personalize every conflict. Compared with many marriage books that center on communication skills alone, Holt positions leadership and personal growth as the lever that changes everything else. The standout feature is its insistence on dignity and directness, offering a playbook-style approach aimed at restoring respect, attraction, and fun, while avoiding cycles of endless discussion that many couples find unproductive. If you would like to support Doug Holt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.